After decades of argument and counter-argument, psychologists have apparently agreed that arranging one's features into the shape of a smile brings brightening the mood. In other words, if you want to feel a little happier, try looking a little happier first. We're joined by Malaika Thanali, holds an honours in psychology and works as a foreign language teacher. Malaika, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Walaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, you know, what are physical manifestations of emotions?
So you might think of your emotions as only happening in your mind, but emotions are actually also very physical. An example of this would be to think about how you felt the last time you were really happy. Maybe you felt more energy coursing through your body, you felt light in your feet, and you couldn't help but have this big smile on your face. It was an entire body experience, not just in your mind.
Yes, very interesting and fascinating. So do they, ramp up the intensity with which an emotion is felt?
Yes. Your emotions, thoughts, and your physical body are all quite closely intertwined and significantly influence one another. So these emotions and your physical symptoms go hand in hand. It would be very difficult to be angry or happy and not have an emotional radiation off your physical body.
Mm. It's really fascinating. So, you know, the point that I mentioned in the introduction that smiling can trick your brain into believing you're happy, which can then spur actual feelings of happiness. How does this work?
So, in fact, there's a constant feedback loop that's occurring between your body and mind. It's known as the mind-body connection. So muscle movements of a smile will actually stimulate your amygdala, which is the part of your brain that allows you to feel emotions. And it does this by releasing neurotransmitters, such as serotonin and dopamine, and those are feel-good hormones.
Yes. So, you know, can we simplify it in the sense in saying that is smiling something that is easy to pass on and create that whole, you know, uplifting environment around us?
Smiling is something that is extremely easy to pass on. It's almost like yawning. Smiling is contagious. And it's not just because of how it looks from the outside, but it's also because of the intention and the feeling that is put behind our smile.
Is there a difference? You know, sometimes you have people who fake a smile. That is obviously not going to bring the benefit that we're talking about.
So there's that saying, fake it till you make it. And even when you do fake a smile, it still tricks your body into releasing those hormones that will make you feel better.
Talking about those hormones that make you feel better, you know, what are the benefits of smiling?
So smiling does offer a mood boost, but it also helps our bodies because it releases different hormones. It also releases cortisol and then the endorphins that provide quite a lot of health benefits. Some of these health benefits would be reducing your blood pressure. You can increase your endurance for exercise, reducing your pain, reducing your stress, and it actually increases your immune system, funny enough.
Mm. So what could people do, you know, to smile while they're listening to us this afternoon?
Zikr. And really take in the messages, alhamdulillah.
Inshallah. Shukran for sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Jazakallah for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Malaika Thanali speaking to us about the what is termed as the facial feedback hypothesis. That, you know, if you put the position of your facial features into a smile, it automatically then lifts up your mood. So alhamdulillah, you know, there's a range of emotions we experience as humans. The emotion is just within us. It manifests itself outwardly. And we can have the effect of that by utilizing this in a positive sense, for our own benefit. May Allah grant us the understanding.